Duke? I mean, what's happening? I mean, after all we've been through, man, why would I want to lay our friendship on the line behind some bullshit? I'm not coming down on you, Roy. I just want you to control your clowns, that's all, because if they push my people around again, they're going to have to tangle with me.
Life being trampled, baby, that's your business.
Well, what do you know about scuffling and hustling and breaking your back for peanuts and taking it all, but still going on living and hoping and dreaming? What the hell do you know about that?
You think you got a monopoly on hard times? I mean, who promised you a free ride?
You think you're really something, don't you? A super successful young brother. Everyone kowtowing to you. Ben told us all about you until we were sick of hearing it. Some kind of simple-headed fool for coming in here and trying to apologize to you for misjudging you, thinking you were just some kind of big city dude coming down here to parade in front of us small town folk.
Now you think different.
Well, I saw different. I saw you stand up for your rights and show that you were your own man. And what do I get for it? Just dumped on.
What do you want from me? Listen, the keys to the city.
You bastard!
Perspectives with some background about the basic ideas which, as Westerners living today in the United States, influence our everyday common sense, our fundamental notions about what life is about. And there are historical origins for this, which influence us more strongly than most people realize. Ideas of the world, which are built into the very nature of the language we use, and of our ideas of logic and of what makes sense altogether. And these basic ideas I call myth, not using the word myth to mean simply something untrue, but to use the word myth in a more powerful sense. A myth is an image, in terms of which we try to make sense of the world. And we at present are living under the influence of two very powerful images, which are, in the present state of scientific knowledge, inadequate. And one of our major problems today is to find an adequate, satisfying image of the world.
Machine. bold, proud and clean. Push the button on your Mr. Machine. Yay! Come on! Wind me up!
If we can see the first part, which is that the ego is purely fictitious, that it is a symbol or image of oneself, plus a sensation of muscular strain occasioned by trying to make this symbol an effective agent to control emotion, to concentrate, to direct the nervous operations of the organs. Then immediately it is clear that what we have called ourselves, what we have thought of as ourselves, isn't able to do anything at all. There follows this kind of silence, in which there is nothing to do except watch what happens. But what is happening is watching itself. There is nobody apart from it watching it. And so we get into the state of meditation, or as I prefer to call it, contemplation. So then the next problem that arises is, well, what about all the other illusions? Although they are somehow integrated and centered upon the illusion of ego, nevertheless, the whole value system of what is important, what is not important, what is good, what is bad, what is pleasant, what is painful, has to be called a question. Not in order to destroy the whole value system, but in order to see it for what it is. And that's where we will object and say, well, surely that's a colossally difficult task, because we are so long habituated to it. And we have been taught to believe that the longer we have been habituated to something, the more difficult it is to change it. And that is true if you believe it. Now then, we get to this. What we are aware of is a complex of vibrations. And we have been conditioned to call them graduating in good, bad, pleasant, painful. Whereas, as a matter of fact, they are nothing but vibrations. This is why music can be used as a meditative technique. Because a lot of music is nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. But it can be very interesting.
La guerre impitoyable contre les malfaiteurs, les assassins, ceux qui conspirent de trahir la démocratie et l'État.
This day I'd like for you to meet three of my friends. That's the Countess, the Empress, and the Princess.
He the action?
Him? No, Baba, he's tough, but I don't think he's that tough.
Now don't mess around, Jabber. We're hungry.
Yeah, but first we gotta lay down some ground rules.
Such as?
Well, you gotta leave enough of him so he can answer some questions for us.
But we can always take a break now, can't we? Not too long. I hate to come down once I get up.
After we get what we want, you get what you want.
All the way?
As far as you want to go, Mama, as far as you want to go.
Where's the good?
Upstairs.
Thank you. is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intentions. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong. But when you just judge a man because of the color of his skin, then you're committing a crime, because that's the worst kind of judgment. If you judge him just because he was a Jew, that's not as bad as judging him because he's black. Because a Jew can hide his religion. He can say he's something else, which a lot of them do that. They say they're something else. But the black man can't hide. When they start indicting us because of our color, that means we're indicted before we're born.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
And so much of hair, when I sow much of hair, when I sow much of hair, I was born, I was born, I was born, I was born, when I sow much of hair, when I sow.
leave me now that you're here. Here is where you belong. Everything seems so right when you're near. When you're away, it's all wrong. I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I always run to you. Don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one to run to. When you're near, when you're away, it's all wrong. I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I always run. I'll have no one, no one to run to.
It seems to me that the artist's struggle for his integrity is a kind of metaphor, must be considered as a metaphor for the struggle which is universal and daily of all human beings on the face of this terrifying globe to get to become human beings.
Running away to get away. Ha 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 ha. You're wearing out your shoes.
Everyone has something that hurts. There's a subtle temptation to keep worrying it. Like if you have a filling out of a tooth, your tongue plays with the empty hole. And children will experiment with pain in this way. It's like a dare. Children are always playing the game of daring each other to do something forbidden. Because the risk of disapproval involved, the calamity that may follow from it, it makes it so exciting. And why on earth do people challenge disaster the way they do, doing all sorts of wildly adventurous things? Because obviously that gives a taste, a quality to a vibration that is extremely interesting. Why the craving for speed? So on. And it's only if you look very carefully at a vibration that you can see this point. Thank you.